This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Yes.
94.9. This is our theme song. It's Pretty Young Things. You're on Joy. I haven't been to the show this year, but I remember as a kid going to the show. Did you go to the show as kids?
Yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah. I think now I avoid it. Like, even the same with Moomba. Like, it's a beautiful celebration, but I just can't do crowds anymore.
Can't do crowds?
No.
You might get recognised, Jax. You might get recognised.
I will get recognised from my voice when I speak loudly into a microphone and look at people in the eyes. They're like, oh, you sound familiar.
I know your voice from somewhere.
But we got dragged around. I think paying the price of mum and dad buying us so many show bags was having to go through the arts and crafts hall and see all the cakes that mum made us look at.
Was your mum a bit of a baker?
I think she's just a crafty kind of lady.
She had aspirations.
And she's like, look at this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and then we
delicious.
Didn't like it. And she's like, why aren't you excited by this, small children? I'm like, many reasons.
But did you, see, with my parents, you didn't get the show back until you'd done the tour through the pavilions.
Yeah, it was a bit
it
of
was
that.
A reward, yeah.
We sort of got one before and one after.
So you had to see the tractors.
And then just
see the ponies.
You had to see the tractors.
See the chickens. See the bull.
Oh.
See the crochet.
Yes, see a lot of tapestry.
See the we saw the cakes, we saw the crochet, we saw the the fresh fruit produce.
Oh, I remember that.
And then we got the one show bag. One show bag.
See, I was lucky. One each, got a show bag.
Oh, really? God. No show bags?
Yeah, and remember
Sue
last
Morris,
week.
Sue wasn't a mother of you.
Exactly. Remember last week we were talking about Birdie Beetle?
We were talking about Birdie Beetle.
Oh, yeah. Were we ever?
And it's the $5 show bag. It's the affordable one. That was like the only bag that we were allowed to get because they were too expensive. And Mum was like, I'm not going to buy you a bag full of lollies. We can go to the shops and buy you lollies for half the price.
Don't rule it. It's true. I feel like when I was a kid, I mean, it's always the perception, like, it was like $20 show bag. You'd have like $500 worth of stuff in it.
So much.
Now it's like three packets of chips and lollipop.
Yeah.
And a plaque mask of Batman. Yeah.
Oh, and a big hammer that squeaked and you just hit Dad all day.
Oh, they're on the train. All the
He's
kids
like,
on the
Stop
train.
Stop doing it.
Stop doing it. Hey, if you've got some memories of your childhood going to the show, maybe they're happy memories. Maybe they're not so happy. Share them with us. You're in a safe space. It's a great day to go to the show.
Take the kids
to the show. Mm.
But always wear sunscreen. I wear 50 plus every day.
Do you really? That's why you have such beautiful skin.
I do. Oh. And a hat. And gloves.
Always. So although my family wasn't overly encouraging of taking us to the show, the royal show, we did instead go to the council show, which is... my mum used to work for the council, so at the end of each year, instead of having a Christmas party, so they would have their little group Christmas parties, but as an entire council, they would have a council Christmas party show. And so basically, they got all these rides and all this food and stuff, and it was all free.
Free food?
Free everything.
Ooh, I like the sound
of that. Rides.
Free ice cream.
Free go in the swimming pool and climb up those crazy things.
What sort of crazy? Like a swizzly thing? Like a little slide? Like a... Inflatable something?
Yeah, like obstacle courses in a pool.
Oh, well,
I don't know why I say pool like that. Pool.
That's kind of interesting. Pool. So I'm talking about the Royal Melbourne Show. Are you guys also talking about the Melbourne Show?
Because you're not in Sydney.
And
I'm from Perth.
So we're talking about different shows.
The memories are different shows, but I suspect the memories are all the similar. And
yeah,
same.
I think so.
I remember going once with my school to the Royal Sydney Show. The Royal Easter Show. That's what they call it, Royal Easter. Oh. And they have lumberjacks and they have like a lumberjack competition. And our school...
the woodchoppers.
Yes. Our school literally made us sit in there for like 3/4 of an hour watching people chop wood. And school kids are like, I just want to go and see all the fun stuff. And they're like, no, you will be educated whilst we are on this excursion. It was the worst ever.
Oh, who wants education, really?
We want to learn. Exactly. I just want chocolate to run around.
And so why would you take school
kids? When I was a kid, we got we had to do the, as we've said, we'd go through all the pavilions, learn stuff, get rewarded with one show bag and then one ride.
We got one ride.
Well, the haunted, what was it? The ghost train, not the haunted house.
Oh, where someone in gloves runs out and touches you. Ooh. Oh, that's
you
a
go around
suit.
The corner and someone goes,
I like
boom,
that.
Boom,
no, boom. I hate it. Even now, as a 30 something year old, I like to get out of here. Stop touching me. It's weird.
It is.
I can't do it. They're like, no, they're meant to do it. I'm like, I don't care who's doing it. I don't like it.
Don't like it.
No.
No. What rides do you like, Jax? Are you a bit of a tumbler girl?
Oh, a tumbler girl?
Just a little tumbler.
What's that? I don't like the... Is it the zipper where they lock you in a cage and it spins around whilst it's tumbler. Spinning around?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
No. I didn't mind the pirate ship.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that's the big rocking
swing? Yeah,
thingy?
A bit of... I don't mind a big... Alibaba or whatever. I don't mind a roller coaster. Mum was mad for the roller coaster. What, she'd go on it. Dad's just like, I'm staying on the ground.
I'm a Ferris wheel girl.
Are you? See, yeah. I don't like heights.
Oh, no.
Slow heights.
Mousetrap, that's bad for your neck. You know a mousetrap thing? It just like it's a really, like it moves really
jolty,
quickly.
Yes, jolty.
Yeah,
it's jolty. Whiplash.
Yes. How about the merry-go-round?
Come on. You have to, just because.
Hey, what's your favourite memory of going to the Royal Show? Whether you were in Perth or Melbourne or Sydney or maybe you're in Brisbane. Who knows? We're all the same. We're all the same. We're all united in our love of a day out of the show.
Yes Week. This Week. All Week. Yes 94.9.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Yes 94.9.
And send your votes in or send your messages in to 0427JOY949 and get involved with the conversation just like Brad from Marvellous Melbourne did. Brad's tuned in. We were talking about the show and what rides we went on and what we saw at the show.
As kids, yes.
As kids. Yes. And Brad said he was a country kid, so they didn't go to the Royal Melbourne Show, but they did go to local field day where his father would usually work for a few days,
we used to see how many of the free samples we could stock up on, usually things like dog food, pens and notepads.
Free dog food.
I remember doing that.
Hope you had a dog.
Like
right?
A show bag, was it?
Yeah. Have some chum.
Except it was free. It was free. Not like a show bag at all. And then they would climb over and on all of the new tractors, but no real rides to talk about.
Oh, I think it's a ride.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds
more tractor.
Fun. Sounds much more fun playing in the mud. It is Yes Week here at Joy, so we're Yes 94.9. And I thought, what better way to celebrate Yes Week than celebrate our allies? And we have one amazing ally right here in the studio with us, Jacqueline Mifsud.
It's me, all last names. Hello. Hey.
Cute. Thank you for being an ally.
Thank you for being wonderful people. You can't choose your friends. They just come. You're full of love. You're like, all right, now I love you. I don't like when people make fun of my friends and treat them badly. So I'm here to support you.
Awesome. What do you think about marriage equality?
I think it's ridiculous that they don't already have it, that we don't have it. And it's very damaging, this whole postal vote. I don't think it's very fair to have us spend so much money on such a simple thing.
I agree. An ally for me that has really shone for me like this year is my grandma.
Oh, man.
Gran. A couple of months ago, we went up to my parents' place for their 60th wedding anniversary. That's what it was. It was their party. And she brought out this big gift for Paige and I and said, you know, when your brother and Jordana got engaged, we gave them a present and we wanted to do the same for you. So she gave me a whole bunch of stuff for, what do they call it?
Like your glory box.
My glory box.
Your glory
and she said,
box?
But don't put it in a box. She said, make use of it. So I've been making use of all my towels and beautifully hand-embroidered things as well.
I didn't know that was still a thing. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
My gran's my ally of the week. Yeah. Dean, do you have an ally of the week?
I was going to say to your gran, it's interesting because sometimes people think that the older generation aren't as supportive
for
the yes vote. And of course, with you and Paige getting engaged, Nan got right behind it.
Yep. Exactly.
Which is great. Look, my ally of the week is actually my boss.
Oh.
All right.
Yay, boss.
I think I could probably name where I work.
Up to you. Yes.
Hey, it's a big place.
It is a big place. Mm. So I work for a university. I'll say that. I work for a university in Melbourne. And our vice chancellor, who's like the CEO.
Yeah.
He sent out a message of support for marriage equality.
Oh, it's lovely.
You know, in support of all the staff and students of the university, saying this is what, as a university, this is what we stand for. This is a value that we stand for, which is really nice. So as a staff member of a university who's openly gay at work, it's just lovely to have a senior figure, your boss, have your back like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like a small gesture that means so much. It's like, oh, that's actually really lovely. That's a really nice feeling.
Absolutely.
If you want to give a shout out to your ally of the week, send us a message.
Yes, 94.9.
Oh, you need to slow it down, get on my mind. We got some catching up to do. Whatever's on your mind, leave it outside. Ooh, yeah, come waste some time with me. Nothing is all we need. I swear the world will keep on turning if you lie. Keep your eyes.
Come hit it again and take it higher. It's only yours, my child. Say, come hit it again, take it higher. Don't be encouraged down now. Come hit it again, take it higher. It's only yours, my child. Say, I got what you want, and I got what you need.
Yes, 94.9.
Yes week, all week.
All week.
All week, all the time should be yes.
Well, up until the 7th of November when the votes have to be in by.
Oh, don't delay. Oh, I'd hate for you to miss out.
No, you would not want to miss out. Send your votes in. If you've got it sitting at home, go for a walk. It is a beautiful afternoon, so take it down to the post box right now.
I did mine the other day.
Little post box party.
I didn't have a post box party because there ain't no party like a post box party.
Hey,
I filled it in, digest, and then I folded it up, put it in the little envelope, and then put it sort of on the side, you know, on the side of my bench.
Oh yeah,
thinking I'll take it to the post box later.
Mm.
But I didn't leave it too late. But just later, I left the house, I grabbed it and I went to the Australia Post box and I posted my yes vote. So I tick, I have done it.
Excellent.
But wouldn't you hate it if you filled in, if you ticked your yes box and you put it in the envelope, you had it sitting there,
and
then you forgot.
Or went out in the recycling or something.
The
dog ate it.
Oh, no.
But also, if you don't have a survey, you can contact the Bureau of Statistics and get another one.
Oh, if you haven't received it yet.
Yeah, the ABS website, and you can contact them.
Yeah, so do something about it.
We have gotten a message through, though. We've gotten a donation from Sarah from Wanturna South. Thank you, Sarah, for your amazing donation.
Wanny South, represent.
That's right.
I don't know where that is. Hey, we have a competition to give away.
Oh, yes.
We've got a double pass to the movie Final Portrait. This is thanks to Transmission Films. Final Portrait is a 1964 film based on a true story. It's a while on a short trip to Paris, the American writer and art lover James Lord is asked by his friend, world-renowned artist Alberto Giacometti.
Oh, bless you.
Giacometti.
Played by
an artist.
Jeffrey Rush?
Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, it's
a Jeffrey Rush film. For a portrait. So we want to know, give a shout-out to your ally.
And while you're doing that, here's some music to get you in the mood. A little band you might have heard of.
Yes.
Called Steps.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I love this song so much.
This is Story of a Heart. You're in Joy 94.9, whereas Yes 94.9.
Yes.
It must have been him, just a glimpse of his face in the crowd. That's all it takes. My heart is racing. Thinking
94.9.
Yes.
Yes, 94.9.
Yes.
I like whispering yes. It's yes. Sexy.
We've been subliminal messaging.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, Queen. Yes, yes. There is a little ad that we've been playing throughout the day that says yes, yes, yes. So it's all the yeses because Ooh. We also accept yeses instead of yeses.
Yes. Oh,
yes, because yes, queens. I was having a little bit of a chat before about allies, and we've got some celebrity allies. We already know quite a few here at Joy, but here's some bigger people that you may not realise are celebrity allies as well, like Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness.
Mm.
So they've declared their support for marriage equality. They have said, "We believe all Australians deserve to be treated equally under the law. That's why Deb and I are voting yes. Hashtag equality, hashtag love."
They're the sweetest.
Yeah.
They do a lot for charity, those two.
They certainly
do. And they're gosh down wonderful.
I know, and they're just a good-looking bunch with good-looking kids, and they're smart and they're nice.
I don't know what their kids look like, but I'm with you there.
Yeah. As well, Megan Gale. Do you know who Megan Gale is?
I do know who Megan Gale
is. That's good. Yeah, she's a model.
She's a model.
Her fiancé, Sean Hampson, who is an AFL star, have both said yes as well. They popped their votes in the mail, took a photo of it, and she said she captioned her selfie saying hashtag marriage equality, hashtag love is love, and hashtag vote yes.
Good passion.
Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy. Sponsored by Tesla Tulip Festival. Enjoy a kaleidoscope of colour for September 14 until October 10. Tulipfestival.com.au. Can we be friends?
And that brings us to the end of another show. Can you believe it? Rach, Jack and Dean for the drive home. We're almost home.
I cannot.
Check us out on our socials at Rach, Jack and Dean on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And like and review us on iTunes. And until next week, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Good night.
Good night.
But yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.